You want the green tag the first time. That starts long before the truck rolls up. It starts on paper. You know the authority, the code year, and the exact inspection type you are asking for. Your permit scope matches the work on site. Your plan set is complete, stamped, and flagged. Your logs and test sheets are filled out and dated. When the inspector steps out, you can show proof in under 1 minute. You say what they will see, what you tested, and the numbers you got. You offer the page that backs it. No debate. No scramble. The site is safe. Access is clear. Every ladder and cover is ready. If a question comes, you point to the plan page and the line that answers it. Passing on the first visit is not luck. It is a routine. You will build that routine now. Chapter 1. Pass on paper first. Hook, one line. You pass on paper before you pass on site. Scope. This chapter covers pre-inspection planning and documentation for residential and light commercial jobs. It applies to rough, partial, and final inspections for electrical, plumbing, HVAC, framing, and general building. It does not cover specialty systems that require separate third-party sign-offs, such as fire alarm acceptance tests. Your goal is a clean, complete packet that proves scope and compliance in the first minute. Safety. Treat the pre-inspection site check like live work. Wear eye protection and hard hat where required. Wear gloves when moving covers or panels. Confirm lockout or tagout before you open any equipment. Keep walking paths clear. Do not climb or open any area that is not safe. If power or gas is needed for a test, control it and announce it to your crew. Tools and materials. Printed permit card. Approved plan set with stamps. Sheet index with your notes. Highlighters and page flags. Permanent marker. Clipboard and log sheets. Torque log and test forms where needed. Binder or field folder. Clear document sleeve for weather. Phone or tablet for photos of documents. A short script for your first minute. Setup. Confirm the authority having jurisdiction. Confirm the adopted code edition for building, electrical, plumbing, and mechanical. Read your permit description and compare it to the work on site. Note the inspection types offered and pick the right one. Build a clean packet that includes the permit, plan set, test logs, and any engineered letters. Flag the plan pages that answer common questions. Stage the packet at the entry point where you will greet the inspector. Schedule only when the site is ready by your checklist. Steps. Identify the authority and code edition. Call or visit the office to confirm the current year of each code set. Write it at the top of your packet. Say it out loud during the walk. Example line. This jurisdiction is on the 2021 residential code and the 2023 electrical code. Read the permit scope against the site. The permit description must match the work you will show. If the scope changed, submit the change before you book the visit. Write one sentence that states the scope in plain words. Keep it at the front of the packet. Build your inspection packet. Put the permit card first, then the full plan set, then engineered letters and truss drawings if you have them. Add test sheets, torque logs, and pressure logs. Add fixture schedules and cut sheets when they prove a listing or clearance. Place page flags on each plan page you will reference. Mark the sheet index for fast access. On the sheet index, write a simple code next to each page you expect to show. E for electrical. P for plumbing. M for mechanical. S for structural. Write the room or area next to the code. This turns the index into a quick map. Stage access and safety. Confirm ladders are set and tied where needed. Confirm all panels and covers are accessible. Confirm light for dark spaces. Sweep walking paths. If you need temporary lighting, set it in advance. If you need power to show a test, set lockout or tagout so you can control it. Pick the right inspection type and window. Choose rough, partial, or final based on what is complete and visible. Do not cover any work that must be seen. Book a time window when you or your lead can walk the site without rush. Write the inspection type on the front of the packet. Complete third-party and pre-tests. If the job needs a blower door test, an energy inspection, or a special inspection letter, complete it and include the signed result. If the job needs a plumbing pressure test, record the starting pressure and the hold time. If a torque check is required, write each fastener and the value. Date and sign each form. Post and protect the documents. Place the permit and plan set at a fixed location at the entry. Use a clear sleeve if weather is a risk. Tape a short 1-minute script to the inside cover. The script says what the job is, what is ready, and what numbers you recorded. Verify. Run a 60-second proof drill with a coworker. Stand at the entry point with the packet. Say the jurisdiction and code years out loud. State the permit scope in one sentence. Show the sheet index. Open the flag page that proves a clearance or span. Show one test log with a date and number. Close the packet and point to the safe route on site. If you cannot do this in 1 minute, fix the packet until you can. Take a photo of the staged packet and the posted permit. Common fails. Wrong code addition listed in your notes. Fix by calling the office and updating the front page. Permit description does not match the work. Fix with a scope change before the visit. Inspection type is wrong. Fix by rebooking to rough instead of final, or to final instead of rough. Covered work before inspection. Fix by uncovering and delaying the booking. Missing test logs or unsigned letters. Fix by completing the test and signing the form the day before. Document. Photo the permit card where it is posted. Photo the first page of the plan set with the stamp. Photo the sheet index with your handwritten map codes. Photo each test log with clear numbers and a date. Photo any engineered letter with a signature. Save these to the job folder with the date written out. Example file name format for the ear and eye. 2025-08-28_plan_stamp. Keep a copy of the booking confirmation in the same folder. Put the packet photo and the confirmation at the top. Recap. Know the authority and code year and say it first. Match the permit scope to the work and fix any gap before you book. Stage a clean packet that proves your job in 1 minute. Chapter 2, Zero Defect Prep Checklist. Hook, one line. Remove repeat fails before the inspector steps out. Scope. Use this checklist for residential and light commercial jobs at rough, partial, and final. It covers electrical, plumbing, HVAC, framing, and general building items that fail often. It does not cover specialty systems that need third-party sign-offs. Your goal is a clean site, clear access, and visible compliant work. Safety. Wear eye protection, gloves, and a hard hat where required. Control energy. Apply lockout or tagout before you open panels or valves. Block off unsafe areas. Set ladders on firm ground and tie them where needed. Light the path. If you must power a circuit for a safe check, announce it and control it. Tools and materials. Broom, shovel, and contractor bags. Shop vacuum and dust brush. Blue tape and danger tags. Permanent marker and label maker. Zip ties and small hardware kit. Drop lights and extension cords. Short pry bar and screwdrivers. Putty knives and small fire blocking materials approved by local code. Camera or phone for quick notes. Printed version of this checklist on a clipboard. Setup. Walk the site once without tools. Mark every trip hazard and blocked access with blue tape. Mark every missing label or cover. Stage a cleanup cart and a ladder on each level. Assign zones. One person owns each zone. Set a simple timer per zone so the work does not sprawl. When a zone is clean and ready, tag it at the door frame. Steps. Clear the paths and the workspaces. Sweep floors. Remove scrap, cords, and loose parts from walking paths. Clear the three sides around panels, appliances, and equipment so the working space is open. Move stored materials to a single corner away from the inspection route. If the path is tight, set a sign that directs the route. Make the work visible. Expose every connection the inspector needs to see. Pull back insulation at rough. Remove only the covers that must come off, then set each cover nearby. Do not cover framing, fasteners, nail plates, or fire blocking that must be inspected. If a hole or penetration is not sealed yet, mark it with tape so it is not missed. Label the critical items. Mark panel directories, disconnects, shutoff valves, and equipment locations in plain words. Use a label maker or a marker on a clean tag. Mark direction of flow where required by local code. Tag abandoned lines and note they are capped and safe. Replace any missing or damaged labels. Verify anchors, fasteners, and protection. Check that each required anchor or fastener is present and consistent with the plan. Confirm nail plates protect wires and pipes where they pass through framing. Confirm hangers and supports are placed as required by local code. Confirm sharp edges are protected. Replace stripped or wrong fasteners with correct types. Check clearances and working space. Confirm appliances, fixtures, and panels have the required working space open and free of storage. Check that combustibles are kept out of required clearances for venting and equipment. Confirm attic or crawl access is open and safe to enter. If any clearance looks tight, mark it for discussion with the plan page ready. Stage ladders, lighting, and access tools. Place a ladder where the inspector will need to view attics, roof hatches, or high runs. Tie the ladder where it stands for hands-free use. Hang a drop light in dark areas. Confirm batteries and headlamps. Place a small tool caddy near panels for quick cover removal and reinstall. Remove common fail items in advance. Cap and secure any loose conductors. Replace damaged device yokes. Strap flexible duct that is sagging. Replace crushed flex with a smooth run. Add protective bushing at sharp knockouts. Add fire blocking at top and bottom plates where it is missing. Repair drywall cuts that block access to a valve or cleanout. Replace any non-listed device or part with a listed one that matches the plan. Do a dry walkthrough with your script. Start at the entry. State what the job is and what is ready. Walk the same route you will use during the inspection. Stop at each high-risk item and verify it is open, labeled, and safe to view. Close covers that do not need to remain open. Tag any item that needs a second look by the lead. Verify. Run a silent inspection using only your checklist. Do not fix as you go. Only mark. When the walk is done, hand the checklist to the crew. Set a short window to clear all marks. Walk again with the lead. If the second walk returns more than a few marks, hold the booking and repeat the zone work. Check that every label is legible and durable. Check that every required area is lit and reachable. Confirm that only the needed covers are off, and the rest are secure. Common fails. Blocked working space at panels, appliances, or equipment. Fix by moving stored items and securing a clear area before the visit. Missing nail plates or wire protection at studs. Fix by adding plates anywhere a wire or pipe is within reach of fasteners. Unsealed penetrations between spaces that need fire or draft stopping. Fix with approved materials that match local code. Sagging or crushed flexible duct. Fix by restrapping, smoothing the run, or replacing the damaged section. Loose devices or open junction boxes. Fix by setting proper covers and mounting hardware. Unreadable or missing labels on panels, valves, and disconnects. Fix by printing clear labels and placing them in the right spot. Improper storage in mechanical rooms. Fix by clearing all non-service items out of the required working area. Document. Take a wide photo of each room when the zone is ready. Take a close photo of labels you added to panels, disconnects, and valves. Take a close photo of repaired protection like nail plates or fire blocking. Write a short line in your daily log for each zone that reached ready status. Note the time you finished each zone. These photos and notes prove site readiness and show your routine to an inspector if asked. They also feed your lessons learned after the visit. Inspection lens. What inspectors look for today. Clear paths, safe access, and visible work. Clean terminations and supports. Correct labels in the right places. No covered work that should be seen. No trash or trip hazards. A crew that knows where to go and what to show. If you hit these points on entry, you set the tone for a quick and fair visit. Recap. Clear the paths and expose what must be seen. Label the critical items and stage safe access. Walk your route, mark issues, fix them, and tag each zone ready. Chapter 3, measure it, don't argue it. Hook, one line. Numbers pass jobs faster than opinions. Scope. Use this for residential and light commercial checks at rough and final. You will pull targets from the equipment label, the approved plan, and local code. You will speak the targets, take the readings, and record the pass. Safety. Wear eye protection and gloves. Control energy with lockout or tagout before you open any gear. Ventilate when pressure testing. Keep flame and spark away from gaswork. Use a spotter when you ladder up to measure. Tools and materials. Digital multimeter and plug-in tester. Clamp meter. Torque screwdriver or torque wrench with inch-pound scale. Manometer for static pressure. Digital thermometers or thermocouples. Water or air pressure gauge with hand pump and test caps. 5-foot level or digital level and tape measure. Chalk line and pencil. Log sheets on a clipboard. Setup. Write each test you will perform. Write the target next to it from the label, the plan, or local code. Write what counts as a pass in plain words. Stage meters with fresh batteries. Zero each meter. Do one practice reading on a known source so you trust the tool. Steps: electrical polarity and protection. Set the plug-in tester and check each receptacle on the route. Record correct, open ground, or reverse. Test GFCI and AFCI where required. Reset and record the trip and the reset. State the target out loud before each test. Electrical terminations and torque. Open the equipment that is ready for inspection and safe to open. Read the label for the required torque. Set the torque tool to that number. Tighten each listed lug and record the circuit and value. Speak the number twice. Example phrasing. Torque to 35 inch pounds. Repeat. 35 inch pounds. Plumbing pressure test and slope. Cap the system as designed. Pump to the required pressure. Record the start time and pressure. Hold for the required time. Record the end time and pressure. For slope, pull a 10-foot line and read the drop with a level or a digital measure. Write the required slope and the measured slope. Speak both out loud. HVAC static pressure and temperature split. Drill test ports where the plan shows or where the label allows. Connect the manometer. Record return static and supply static. Add them for total external static. Compare to the equipment tag. Record return air temperature and supply air temperature. Subtract for the split. Compare to the data sheet range. Framing spans and fastening patterns. Measure the clear span of joists or rafters. Record the grade stamp you can see. Check the fastening pattern against the plan page. Count and mark any misses with pencil ticks. If a connector needs more fasteners, install them and recheck. Speak the pattern before you count. Speak the pass or fail threshold. Before each reading, say the target. After the reading, say pass or not yet. Keep the language calm and plain. If a reading does not meet the target, stop and mark it for correction. Mark the reading where it lives. Place a small label or pencil note near the device that was tested. Write the date and your initials. This helps the inspector connect the log to the work in front of them. Transfer the numbers to the one-minute script. Pick the three highest risk items and write the numbers you will say at the door. One line per item. Keep it tight. State the device, the test, the target, and the reading. Verify. Do a sample from each trade before the visit. One receptacle with GFCI or AFCI. One equipment lug torque to the label value. One plumbing pressure hold with start and end. One HVAC static with total and comparison to the tag. One framing span and one fastener pattern. Read the targets aloud first. Read the results right after. If any tool drifts or gives unstable numbers, replace the battery and repeat until it is steady. Common fails and fixes. No target written for the test. Fix by pulling the number from the label, the plan, or local code and writing it on the log. Meters not zeroed. Fix by zeroing and doing a known source check before readings. GFCI or AFCI trips with hidden loads. Fix by removing shared loads and retesting on a clean circuit. Torque not recorded. Fix by writing each circuit and value as you tighten, not after. Pressure drop not timed. Fix by recording start time and end time with the pressure at both points. Static ports in the wrong spots. Fix by moving the port to the correct side of the filter or coil per the tag. Document. Photo the meter screen next to the device or label when safe. Photo the torque tool set to the value before the tighten and the log after. Photo the pressure gauge at start and at end with a clock in frame. Photo the manometer showing return, supply, and total. Save each photo with a clear file name that includes the date and the area. Place the log sheets in the front of your packet. Inspection lens, what they want to see. Targets written in plain words. Readings that match or beat the target. Dates, times, and signatures on logs. Tool marks or labels that match the page you show. Calm delivery. No debate. If the number passes, you move on. Recap. Write the target, then take the reading, then record the pass. Speak the numbers so the proof is clear in 1 minute. Photo the reading where it lives and file the log up front. Chapter 4, Photo Label Log. Hook, one line. Show proof in 60 seconds with clean photos, clear labels, and a simple index. Scope. Use this for residential and light commercial jobs at rough, partial, and final. The goal is a tight package that lets an inspector verify work without hunting. You will build a photo set, apply durable labels, and keep a short log that ties numbers to places. Specialty systems that require third-party sign-offs are outside this chapter. Safety. Wear eye protection and gloves. Control energy with lockout or tagout before you open gear. Use stable ladders and a spotter. Keep the area lit and dry. Do not remove covers that are unsafe to open. Tools and materials. Phone or camera with good focus and a clean lens. Photo scale card or tape measure for size reference. Permanent marker and label maker. Weather safe document sleeves. Page flags and index tabs. Clipboard with log sheets. Blue tape for temporary tags. Small flashlight or drop light. Setup. Pick a single place to stage proof. The front of your packet or a small binder works. Create a one-page index with room-by-room lines. Decide your photo pattern now. Wide, medium, tight. Decide your label style now. Plain words first, symbols later. Print fresh log sheets for readings and torque values. Place a photo scale card and a tape measure in your pocket. Steps. Shoot before cover up. Walk the site in sequence. For each area, take a wide shot that shows context and an entry landmark. Take a medium shot of the assembly. Take a tight shot on the detail. Put a tape measure or scale card in the tight shot so size is clear. If the work will be hidden later, take the tight shot from two angles. Speak the room and the item out loud as you shoot to train the habit. Frame every number next to its source. When you record a reading or a torque value, take a photo that shows the meter or tool at work and the label that sets the target. Keep both in frame. If the target lives on the plan page, include a corner of the plan with the sheet number. Write the number on your log while you are still standing at the device. Initial and date the line. Label the critical points in plain words. Print or write labels for panels, disconnects, shutoff valves, cleanouts, condensate lines, makeup air, and any device that the inspector must identify quickly. Use simple words. Main water shutoff. Laundry branch. Bedroom 2 smoke alarm. Point the arrow in the direction of flow where local code calls for it. Place labels in clean, visible spots. Do not stack labels in a cluster. Build the room by room index. Create a one-page index with rows for each room and zone. Entry. Living. Kitchen. Mechanical. Attic. Crawl. Exterior. For each row, write the photo numbers, the plan page you will show, and any test sheet you will present. Flag the plan pages with tabs that match the room names. This index becomes your one-minute guide. Assemble a simple proof packet. Place the one-page index on top. Place the three or four most important photos right behind it. Place test logs next. Place torque logs next. Place engineered letters next. Place the full photo set at the back in order. Put the packet in a sleeve if weather is a risk. Keep a duplicate digital folder on your phone with the same order. Post the key labels and the route. At the entry, post the permit card and the index. On the route, stick a small arrow label at turns if the site is complex. At each high-risk item, place a small tag that matches a line on the index. This tag should have the room, the item, and the photo number. The goal is to let the inspector find the proof without you flipping pages. Keep the log short and honest. Use simple columns. Date. Location. Device. Target. Reading. Pass or not yet. Initials. If a reading misses the target, mark it not yet and add a short note for the fix. Do not erase misses. Corrections show control and care. Verify. Stand at the entry with your packet. Set a timer for 60 seconds. Say the job in one line. Hand the index over. Open to the first flag page and the matching photo. Show one reading with the target and the photo next to the label. Close and point to the safe route. If the proof takes more than a minute, trim the packet. Replace any blurry photo. Reprint any label that is crooked or hard to read. Ask a coworker to run the drill while you watch. If they hesitate, clarify the index. Common fails and fixes. Blurry or dark photos. Fix by cleaning the lens, adding light, and retaking from a stable stance. No scale in the tight shot. Fix by placing a tape or scale card in frame and retaking. Labels that are vague or hidden. Fix by rewriting in plain words and relocating to a clean, visible surface. Photos set out of order. Fix by renaming or reordering to match the index. Logs without targets. Fix by adding the target value from the label, plan, or local code to each line. Missing dates and initials. Fix by signing and dating every sheet at the time of the reading. Document. What to photo or log for inspectors and warranty. One wide shot of each room when ready. One medium and one tight shot of each concealed connection before cover. Tight shot of penetrations with fire or draft stop in place. Tight shot of nail plates protecting wiring and piping at studs. Panel interior with directory label readable. Torque tool set to value and a close shot of a lug after torque with the circuit number visible. Plumbing pressure gauge at start and at end with a clock visible. Manometer return, supply, and total readings next to the equipment tag. Equipment labels for clearances, fuel type, and airflow, paired with the installed device. Any engineered letter with signature and date. One-page index with the plan page numbers you will show. Daily log sheets signed, dated, and tied to rooms and devices. Inspection lens, what they want to see fast. Photos that match the place they are standing. Labels that make each device obvious. Logs with targets and results. A short index that points to proof. Calm answers and clear routes. Recap. Shoot wide, medium, tight, and include a scale in the tight shot. Label critical points in plain words and map them to a one-page index. Keep a short, signed log that ties targets to readings in rooms. Chapter 5, the walkthrough. Hook, one line. Lead the route, speak the proof, finish clean. Scope. Use this for residential and light commercial inspections at rough, partial, and final. You will greet, set safety, pick the route, and show the high-risk items first. The goal is a calm, short walk that matches your packet and photos. Safety. Meet at the entry. Give a brief safety note. Control energy with lockout or tag out if any panel or gas valve must open. Keep ladders tied and paths clear. State any live test before you do it. Tools and materials. Inspection packet with index on top. Flagged plan pages. Top 5 photos printed or on a tablet. Torque and test logs. Small tool caddy for safe cover removal and reinstall. Flashlight and step ladder. Blue tape for temporary tags. Setup. Stand at the entry with your packet staged. Take one breath. Decide the route. Entry, mechanical, kitchen, sleeping areas, attic or crawl, exterior. Place high-risk items first. Static pressure and clearances at the air handler. Working space at panels and disconnects. Clearances at flues and vents. Pressure tests and cleanouts. Match each stop to a flagged page and a photo number on your index. Steps. Open with a 1-minute brief. Say the job in one line. State the inspection type and readiness. Hand the index. Give 3 numbers from Chapter 3. Example line. Total external static is 0.50. Target is 0.50. Pass recorded and signed. Set the ground rules kindly. Point to posted permits and the safe route. Offer eye protection if needed. Say you will show high-risk items first and then move room by room. Invite questions at each stop. Keep your tone even and steady. Lead to the first high-risk item. Stop at the air handler or panel. Open only what is safe. Show the label that sets the target. Show the matching photo. Show the log line with date and initials. Speak the number again. Then close and secure the cover. Keep the narrative short and consistent. At each stop, use the same pattern. What we are looking at. What the target is. What the reading or clearance is. Where it lives on the plan. Then move. Avoid side stories. If a question goes outside scope, note it for the end. Answer with pages, not opinions. If asked for a code basis, open the flag plan page that cites the section. Read the line in plain words. Do not debate. If the plan is silent and the question is minor, ask for the preferred approach and record it in your notes. If the plan conflicts with an obvious field condition, pause and call the designer. Keep momentum and sight lines. Walk ahead by one room. Turn on lights and set the ladder. Clear a small path if needed. This keeps the visit smooth. Avoid backtracking. If a space is tight, state the clearance and show the photo taken before cover. Close strong at the last stop. Return to the entry. Ask if anything needs a second look. Summarize 2 or 3 wins you showed. Note any minor items that were called out and your plan to correct them today. Offer to email the packet index and the 3 top photos if that helps their file. Verify. Run a dry walk with a co-worker acting as the inspector. Time the brief. It should land near 1 minute. Time the route. Aim for a steady pace with no stalls. Check that every stop has a flag plan page and a photo number on the index. If any step drifts into talk without proof, fix the stop with a clear photo or a clean label. Common fails and fixes. Talking before showing proof. Fix by touching the page or photo first, then speaking the number. Opening unsafe covers. Fix by controlling energy and staging tools before the walk. Losing the route and backtracking. Fix by writing the room order on the index and sticking to it. Arguing a judgment call. Fix by reading the plan line and asking for the preferred approach. Letting small calls pile up. Fix by tagging each minor item during the walk and assigning it to a person now. Document. Write the start time, end time, and inspector name on your daily log. Note any verbal preferences stated. Tag each minor item with blue tape and take a tight photo before the fix. After the fix, take a second photo and add a short line to your log with the time. File two or three overview photos that show clean access and labels at key stops. Save the final packet index with today's date. Inspection lens, what helps decisions? Clear start at the door. High-risk items shown first with numbers and labels. Short, repeatable script at each stop. Plan pages flagged to the question. Calm close with next steps recorded. Recap. Lead with the 1-minute brief and three numbers. Show high-risk items first and answer with pages. Close with minor items tagged and a clear next step. Chapter 6, Field Corrections Without Drama. Hook one line. Fix what is safe now, log it, and move on. Scope. Use this during the inspection when small issues appear. Residential and light commercial only. You will decide what to correct on the spot, what to tag for later, and how to document both so a quick recheck is easy. Safety. Put on eye protection and gloves. Control energy with lockout or tagout before you touch a panel, valve, or moving part. Ventilate if you open gas or solvent lines. Tie ladders. Use a spotter. Keep tools off walking paths. Tools and materials. Blue tape and danger tags. Label maker and marker. Basic hand tools and nut drivers. Torque screwdriver or torque wrench. Wire nuts, bushings, nail plates, screws, anchors. Fire stopping materials listed for the use. Soap solution, manometer, plug-in tester, clamp meter. Wipes and trash bags. Clipboard with correction log sheets. Setup. Stand at the entry and list each item the inspector flagged. Mark each one as fix now or fix later. Fix now means safe, under 15 minutes, materials on hand, and no change to the permit scope. Everything else is fix later. Assign a person to each fix. Keep your route clear. Steps. Make the triage call. Read the item out loud. Decide fix now or fix later. Write the choice on the correction log. Tag fix later items at the location so no one forgets. Control the hazard and stage the area. Lock out or tag out the affected circuit or valve. Set the ladder. Light the space. Lay out only the tools you need. Tell the inspector what you are doing and how long it will take. Do the smallest safe fix that meets code. Electrical. Add a bushing, replace a damaged device, add a nail plate, tighten to the label torque. Plumbing. Tighten a loose trap, add an access cover, reseat a cleanout cap, add approved fire stop at a penetration. HVAC. Restrap a sagging flex run, add a missing screw on a connector, trim and reseat insulation at a plenum edge. Framing. Add missing fasteners to a listed hanger, set a proper anchor where one was missed. Retest and speak the target and the result. Turn power or gas back on if required for the check. Read the target out loud. Take the reading. Say pass or not yet. Write the number on the correction log with the time and your initials. Show the fix and the proof. Invite the inspector to the spot. Point to the corrected item. Show the label or plan page that sets the standard. Show the reading or clearance. Keep the talk short and plain. Document before and after. Take a tight photo before you close up. Take a second photo after the fix. Include a tape or scale card if size matters. Add both file names to the correction log next to the item. Decide when to stop. If a fix will take longer than 15 minutes, needs parts you do not have, or changes the plan, tag it for later. Ask the inspector if a partial pass applies. If not, request the earliest re-inspection window. Close the area and reset the site. Remove loose scrap and tools. Restore covers. Remove temporary tags where the fix is complete. Update the posted index if any item moved from not yet to pass. Verify. Each fix now item has four things. A log line with the item and location. A reading or clear statement of the corrected condition. A before photo and an after photo. A safe and clean area when you are done. If anyone is missing, you are not finished. Common fails and fixes. Chasing a long repair during the visit. Fix by stopping at the 15-minute mark and tagging it for later. making a hidden fix without proof. Fix by taking a before and after photo and logging the reading or clearance, forgetting to retest. Fix by reading the target out loud, taking the number, and writing it while you are still at the spot. Rushing and skipping lockout or tagout. Fix by stopping work, setting control, and restarting the step the right way. Changing scope without approval. Fix by calling the designer or office and submitting a revision before you proceed. Document. Write one line per item. Location, issue, action, target, reading, pass or not yet, time, initials. Attach before and after photos. If you moved a device or changed a route, mark an as-built red line on the plan and date it. Note any inspector preferences in plain words. File the correction log behind your test logs in the packet. Email a short summary to the office if a re-inspection is needed. Inspection lens. What helps them say yes? Safe control while you work. Small, clean fixes that match the plan or label. Numbers that prove the fix. Before and after photos tied to a log line. A clear stop point when the fix is larger than a quick correction. Recap. Sort each item into fix now or fix later. Control energy, correct the issue, and retest with the target spoken. Log it, photo it, and reset the site clean. Chapter 7, Closeout and Repeatable Wins. Hook, one line, leave the site clean, hand over proof, and track first pass as your new normal. Scope. This chapter covers the end of the visit through final sign-off. It applies to residential and light commercial work at final inspection or at a partial that closes a major phase. You will finish paperwork, deliver a turnover packet, log the lessons, brief the crew, and record first pass results as a standing metric. Safety. Do a last sweep for open panels, sharp edges, and trip hazards. Restore guards and covers. Remove temporary ladders that are no longer needed. Confirm lockout or tagout is removed only after tests are complete and the area is safe. Walk the path you will ask the owner to use and make sure it is clear. Tools and materials. Permit card and sign-off stamp area. Inspection packet with index on top. Turnover packet folders, one for the owner and one for your office. Label maker, permanent marker, and page flags. As built redline sheets. Daily log and correction log. Simple scorecard template for first pass rate and re-inspection count. Camera or phone for final photos. Setup. Stage a small surface near the entry for paperwork. Place the inspection packet, turnover packet, and your daily log there. Open the index to the first page. Keep page flags ready in case the inspector requests a copy of a specific sheet. Have your correction log on top if you completed any field fixes. Steps. Confirm the finish and request the sign-off. When the inspector signals the end, ask if they need a second look anywhere. If not, present the permit card and the spot for the stamp or signature. Thank them for the time. Note their name and the finish time in your daily log. Assemble the owner turnover packet. Place these items in order. One-page summary of what was installed. A copy of the signed permit card or final. The equipment model and serial list. Basic operating instructions you wrote in plain words. The maintenance intervals. Any warranties with dates. The emergency shutoff locations in one line each. Add your contact number for future service. Capture final proof photos. Take a wide photo of each finished room. Take a tight photo of labels on panels, valves, and equipment. Take a tight photo of the signed permit card. Take a photo of clear working spaces that were called out in the inspection. These images close the record and help if there is a question later. Close documents and reset the site. Return covers and re-secure them. Remove blue tape tags that were used during the visit. Collect scrap and remove temporary signs. Roll up drop cords and lights. Make the site look ready for the owner to use. Place the owner packet in a visible spot and text or call the contact to explain where it is. Log results on your scorecard. Write the job name, inspection type, date, and pass result. Mark first pass or re-inspection. If there were corrections, write the count and whether they were closed during the visit. Note the total time from start to finish. This becomes part of your monthly roll-up. Run a short crew brief. Gather the team before they leave. In 2 minutes, name one thing that went right and one thing to improve. For the win, point to a practice you will keep. For the improve, write a single line you will add to a checklist or script. Assign one person to update the form before the next job. Update your checklists and templates. Open the prep checklist from Chapter 2 and add any missed item that showed up today. Open the tests from Chapter 3 and make sure the target lines are clear and bold. Open the photo and label index from Chapter 4 and add any room or device that caused confusion. Keep each change short and plain. Share a one-line summary with the office and the client. Write one clear line. Passed final today at 2:15 in the afternoon. Packet and photos filed. Owner packet on kitchen counter. If there is a re-inspection, write the date you requested and the exact item to be shown. Send the line to the office and the client contact. Verify. Check that you have 5 things before you leave. A signed permit card or a scheduled re-inspection time. A complete owner packet left on site or delivered. Final photos in the job folder with today written out. A scorecard entry with first pass marked yes or no. A crew brief note with one practice to keep and one change to make. If anyone is missing, finish it now. Common fails and fixes. Owner packet missing a simple instruction. Fix by writing the instruction in plain words and adding it to the folder before you leave. No final photos taken after the pass. Fix by walking the site and shooting wide and tight, then filing the images with the date. Crew leaves without a brief. Fix by holding a 2-minute stand up at the truck and assigning one checklist change. Scorecard not updated. Fix by writing the line while the day is fresh and dropping it in the monthly log. Reinspection not booked with a clear scope. Fix by requesting the earliest slot and writing the exact item that will be shown. Document. File the following in your job folder. A scan or photo of the signed permit card. The owner packet in digital form. The final photo set. The daily log page with start and finish times. The correction log if any fixes were done. The scorecard line with first pass marked and the count of corrections. Title files with the date written as words for the year. Example. 2025 August 28 final sign-off. Inspection lens. What supports a clean close? A calm finish at the door. A complete owner packet that answers basic questions without a call back. Photos that match what was approved. Clear notes on any preference the inspector shared. A record that shows you measure, label, and document as a routine. Repeatable wins playbook. Keep a living prep checklist that removes common fails. Speak targets before readings and sign every log. Build a one-page index that points to proof in 1 minute. Walk the inspector through high-risk items first. Sort corrections into fix now and fix later, and log both. Close with a packet, photos, and a scorecard entry every time. KPI tracking, plain setup. Track 3 numbers monthly. First pass rate. Reinspection count. Average days from booking to pass. Set a baseline from the last 90 days. Aim to move first pass rate to 85% or better. Share the chart at the crew brief at the start of each month. If the number dips, pick one checklist change and try it for 2 weeks. Owner handoff, simple script. Here is your shutoff list, your model numbers, and your service number. Here is what to check each season. Call us if you hear or smell anything odd. You have a copy on paper and a copy in your email. Recap. Ask for the sign-off and thank the inspector by name. Deliver a clear owner packet and file final photos and logs. Update your checklists and scorecards so first pass becomes your standard.